Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're taking a deep dive into one of the world's most established financial institutions, HSBC. With over 150 years of history and a massive global footprint, this is a bank that touches nearly every corner of the economy. But what's the story for investors right now? Let's break down the numbers, the strategy, and what really matters for the long term. Now, before we get into the weeds, let's set the stage. HSBC is a global banking powerhouse headquartered in London with a market cap of over $314 billion. It's a diversified bank that operates across retail, commercial, and investment banking with a particularly strong presence in Asia. The stock has had a remarkable run, up nearly 53% over the past year and a staggering 194% over the last 5 years. But as we know, past performance doesn't guarantee future results. So let's see what's really driving this ship. HSBC's business model is built on three core pillars: wealth and personal banking, commercial banking, and global banking and markets. The bank serves around 40 million customers across 62 countries and territories. A key differentiator is its deep roots in Asia, particularly Hong Kong and mainland China, which generates a significant portion of its revenue. Under CEO Georges El-Hedery, the bank has been focused on streamlining operations, cutting costs, and returning capital to shareholders. It's a classic story of a mature financial giant trying to reinvent itself for a faster-moving world. Let's talk revenue. In fiscal year 2025, HSBC reported total revenue of nearly $148 billion, up from $143 billion in 2024 and $129 billion in 2023. That's a pretty consistent upward trajectory. The bank's net income for 2025 came in at $22.3 billion, down slightly from $24 billion in 2024, but still well above the $15.6 billion in 2022. Geographically, Asia remains the crown jewel. Hong Kong and mainland China alone account for a huge chunk of the profit pool. The net interest margin has been a tailwind thanks to higher interest rates, but that's a double-edged sword as rates start to stabilize or even fall. Now, let's zoom in on the most recent quarter. For Q1 2026, HSBC reported profit before tax of $12.6 billion, which was actually a slight decline from $12.7 billion in the same period last year. But here's the thing, that still beat analyst expectations. Revenue was up 3% to $20.1 billion, driven by strong growth in wealth and personal banking. The bank also announced a $3 billion share buyback, which is a clear signal that management believes the stock is undervalued. On the call, management highlighted that they're seeing good momentum in Asia, particularly in wealth management, and that cost discipline remains a top priority. They also noted that credit quality remains solid, with loan impairment charges staying low. During the Q1 2026 earnings call, CEO Georges El-Hedery emphasized that the bank is managing uncertainties while optimizing growth opportunities. He pointed to the strong performance in wealth and personal banking, which saw revenue growth of 8% year-over-year. Management also reiterated their commitment to a sustainable dividend and buyback program, with a target payout ratio of 50% for 2026. The tone was cautiously optimistic. They're aware of geopolitical risks and potential rate cuts, but they feel the business is well positioned to navigate whatever comes next. Let's get into the financial health of the bank. HSBC's balance sheet is massive, over $3.2 trillion in total assets. The bank has a Tier 1 capital ratio that remains well above regulatory requirements, which gives it plenty of flexibility. Return on equity came in at about 12% for the trailing 12 months, which is solid for a diversified bank. The dividend yield is around 4.1%, and with a payout ratio that's sustainable, income investors have reason to smile. The bank also has a debt-to-equity ratio of about 2.45, which is typical for a bank of this size. Free cash flow can be erratic for financials, but HSBC has consistently generated strong operating cash flow with $10.8 billion in 2025. Now let's run through a quick SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, HSBC's global network is unmatched, especially in Asia. The brand is incredibly strong, and the bank has a huge deposit base that provides stable funding. The recent share buybacks and dividend growth are also big positives. Weaknesses include a complex organizational structure that can be slow to adapt, and a heavy reliance on Asia, which means geopolitical tensions in the region could be a risk. Opportunities lie in expanding wealth management in Asia and further cost-cutting through digital transformation. Threats include rising competition from local banks in China and Southeast Asia, potential regulatory changes, and the impact of lower interest rates on net interest margins. Looking at the recent price action, HSBC shares have been trading in a relatively tight range over the past few months, around the 1,320 pence level in London. The stock formed a doji candle recently, which some technicians see as a potential reversal signal. Over the past 6 months, the stock is up about 20.6%, and over 1 year, it's up 52.7%. The stock has a beta of just 0.58, meaning it's less volatile than the broader market, a characteristic that appeals to more conservative investors. From a technical perspective, the stock is sitting near its all-time highs, so the question is whether it can break out to new territory or if it needs a breather. Now, let's get to the valuation. For a bank like HSBC, the standard valuation model is price to book, or PB, and that's exactly what we're using here. The AI-driven analysis gives this model a high confidence score because it's the standard for financial stocks. The current PB ratio is about 1.84, which is reasonable for a bank with HSBC's return on equity. We're also using forward PE as a supporting model, with a target multiple of 10.5, which is a slight premium to the historical average of 8, given the expected net income growth of around 9% per year. So what does this all add up to? The fair value estimate from the blended model is around $89.78, which is very close to the current price of $90.80. That gives us an implied upside of about 91.1%, meaning the stock is trading roughly at fair value. The 5-year CAGR projection is essentially flat at 90.23%. However, this doesn't account for the dividend yield of over 4%, which adds a meaningful total return component. The key drivers here are the bank's ability to maintain its net interest margin, the pace of share buybacks, and the growth in wealth management fees in Asia. So, what's my take on HSBC? Look, this is a high-quality bank with a dominant position in one of the world's fastest-growing regions. The stock is fairly valued right now, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. You're paying a reasonable price for a stable, dividend-paying business with a strong capital return program. The key upside is the continued growth in Asian wealth management and the potential for margin expansion if rates stay higher for longer. The key risk is a sharp economic slowdown in China or a rapid drop in interest rates that compresses net interest margins. For a long-term investor, HSBC could be a solid core holding, especially if you're looking for income. If you put $10,000 into HSBC 5 years ago, it would be worth about $9,888 today based on price alone, but with dividends reinvested, the total return would be significantly higher. What do you think about HSBC? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.